This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Goodman Strauss. Our resident math professor is back.
How's it going, Kyle?
It's going well. Ever since this new year began, we've been talking about the unusual qualities of the number 2012.
That's right.
Unusual qualities that mathematicians are more likely to find or know about, but it's interesting nonetheless. Are there any new ones?
Well, yes, sort of. But a listener, Ron Jones, suggests that we maybe pick up on 2012 as a theme throughout the year, or rather, as he puts it, a theme going till the end of time, which is
because
a little joke about the Mayan
calendar
thing.
And whatnot. Yes,
but Felicia Blaine wrote in. She had also caught the thing about, you know, you could the reverse of the square is the square of the reverse.
Right.
She points out that you can take 2012 and multiply by the reverse of its digits and get a palindrome. So 2012 times 2102.
Wait, let me do that here on my calculator. 2012 multiplied by 2102.
Right.
Equals 4229224.
Which is a cool thing. And it's the same property, basically, as we discussed last week, that there are no carries. But there's all kinds of neat stuff. That reminds me of something another little fun calculator thing. It's impressive for at least a second.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you take a bunch of ones, not too many, but you can go up to nine. Let's try on a smartphone. You can really have enough digits.
Well,
now.
I've got nine ones on my calculator.
And then multiply it by itself.
Equals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Isn't that cool? And if it had been nine nines, it would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
That's really neat.
And it's the same deal. It's, again, what we talked about last week. No carries. Let's see. We have a problem about the princess.
Ah, yes. Last time you were here, you said there were 17
mm-hmm.
doors.
Mm-hmm. With a room behind each.
Right. And behind one of them was the princess.
Right.
Now, a prince could knock on the door, and if she was in that room, they were betrothed.
The rooms were, of course, attached. One
exactly.
Adjacent rooms were attached to one another.
But it was in a line and not a circle.
That's right.
And so
the princess each day would have to change to an adjacent room.
And the thing about the adjacent doors is if she was in room 4 one day, she could go to 3 or 5.
That's right.
If she was in 7, she could go to 6 or 8. You could only go one room over.
That's right.
The prince, here's the caveat for the prince. He has a mere 30 attempts.
Right. Or it's...
Or he gets it. Not only do they not get married, bad stuff happens. Your question was, is there a way to guarantee?
Which, of course, there is, or we wouldn't have a puzzle.
So I assume that, but I never. Okay. So what is the answer? How can you? And I guessed that the fact that it was in a line would kind of help you figure it out.
Yeah.
Because if you ever knew she was, if you could get her to 1 or 17. You knew she would have to come back.
That's the start of it. Anyone that's fooled around with this realizes that there is the hitch. Like, suppose that she's on room 4 and he's knocking on 5. He's systematically going down the line and knocks on room 5.
On day 1, say he knocks on room 5 and she's in 4.
Right.
He doesn't have – I mean –
And then if he switches to 4, she could switch to 5, right?
And,
so she can get past him
right.
potentially. So the question is how to avoid that. Now, I suggest people that really want to follow this, you can try this out. It's on a podcast as well, so you can slow this mm-hmm. down and listen. But I made a little strip of paper. We've got 8 rooms here just for simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll catch we'll catch it in, 12 turns.
Okay.
And you want to be the princess?
Sure.
You're so fetching.
Sure, thank you. So you've just given me a dime.
Right. So you plop that down. And I'm going to do the same thing no matter what you do, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. I am the princess, and this is day 1. I'm going to pick which room to be in.
Right. See?
I'm going to say I want to be in room 5.
Okay. The whole idea here, first of all, is that, of course, the prince is going to chase the princess somehow around. We'll start on room 2.
Now, there of course, is the 1 in 17 chance out of blind luck.
Sure.
Day 1.
Right.
But we're assuming that's not. So you're going to knock on.
In fact, I'll just tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And you see if you can avoid me.
Ah.
I'm going to first knock on room 2. Door 2, then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I'll knock on 7 again, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And let's just see if you can escape. So let's...
And for this example, let's reiterate, we've only got 8.
That's right.
Your puzzle was 17.
Yeah. In 30 days. We'll do 8 in 12 days.
Right. So same principle here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So day 1, I'm in room 5.
Okay.
And you knock on 2.
Right.
Next, I'm going to go to 6.
I move to 3.
All right. I move back to 5.
I move to 4.
I move to 6.
I move to 5.
I move to 7.
I'm chasing you to 6. You're at 8.
Oh, so if I go to room 6,
you can't, because I'm Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You could go to room 6. Right. I'm just knocking. Right. See, folks, we're sitting here with these coins on this strip of paper.
Right.
And we realize we made a mistake.
So I go to room 6.
Okay. I move to 7.
And I go to 5.
I move to stay at 7. Like I said, I would.
All right. I go – now, if I go to 6
– I would get you. So,
let's, for argument's sake, say I go to 4.
I move to 6.
Okay. So anytime I go back towards the higher number now, that's
get
your
you.
Next
so
day.
You're being chased
so
all the way
to 3, 1. To 2, and eventually I get to 1.
And at that day, I'm knocking on room I guess I was knocking on room 3. So you have to move back to 2, and I knock on 2, and I got
there you.
There
you go.
That's weird, isn't it? It actually always works. And there's a simple way to explain it, actually.
Okay.
So I think everybody certainly knows even and odd numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were on the first day, you were knocking on room 5. Mm-hmm. And, of course, 1 plus 5 is even.
Right.
Now, no matter what you did, it had to stay even because you were the day increases and you move one or up. The room number either goes up one or down one.
Right.
So if it was even, if the sum 1 plus 5 was even, the next day, what did you do? You went to 4 or 6.
I think I went to 4. Then I started going back.
It doesn't really matter because on day 2, say you went to 4, then that 2 plus 4
6.
Is still even. And then the next day, no matter what you did, the total room day was even, and so on. Now it could have been odd if you'd knocked on a different door on day 1.
Or if I'd been behind a different door.
Right. But it's going to stay even or odd. You had no choice. And so in a nutshell, what's happening is the prince first – now, the prince started at room 2 on day 1. Effectively, first he flushes out all the odd possibilities, chasing the princess to the higher numbers. And then he flushes out all the even possibilities. That's in a nutshell what happens.
So for the puzzle, when it was 17 doors, you would have gone to 16 and come back.
And that's it. Yeah, I would have erased all the odd possibilities, erased all the even possibilities.
So that's why it's important that you're saying 30.
Yes, that's right.
Because if you had said 5,
plus 15,
no, there's no way to guarantee
that's
5.
Right. That's where the numbers came from.
Right.
So, of course, 8, I went rooms 2 through 7, that's 6,
right.
And I did that twice, that's
okay.
12. Right.
Is that, is there any law or?
I don't know. It's
okay.
Just cool.
I like
I mean,
it.
It's kind of neat. And it's I just thought it was kind of a neat application of even and odd and unexpected.
Well, fantastic news. The prince and the princess are together. So do we have anyone else to launch into Jeopardy?
Well, yeah. So this is a puzzle that's been circulating around. It's another pursuit puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll just do another one or two of those.
Okay.
And the way it's often expressed is 3 spiders and a fly. But, you know, being a math professor, you know, we are cruel to our students.
So, are you? Okay.
Yeah. So let's as chair, I speak with authority on that.
Oh,
matter.
Okay.
So, no, I'm kidding. We love our students. So,
I know.
But in any case, so we'll have 3 crazed professors chasing a student so that they can give him an F.
Okay.
A tetrahedron, do you know what that is? It's a triangle. You take a triangle and then you make a pyramid out of it.
Oh.
Triangular pyramid.
So a pyramid?
A triangular pyramid. A pyramid with a triangular base. And on this pyramid, or whatever, that's tetrahedron, the 3 professors and the student are walking along its edges. Now, if you think about it, it has 6 edges. There's the 3 from the original triangle and then the 3 uprights up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But they're walking along the edges, and the professors move just a little bit faster than the student because they're older, I guess.
The student's on the cell phone.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And but the catch is that the student has ESP and knows exactly where the professors are and where they're coming from.
He has a cell phone that has their GPS.
There you go.
Okay.
How can the professors catch the student?
And you cannot leave this area.
No.
You're going to stay in this triangular pyramid area.
Now, there's another way to put it. Let's just draw a square.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, of course, has 4 corners. And then connect across the diagonals from one corner to its diagonal opposite and then the other corner to its diagonal opposite.
Right.
And the two diagonals would seem to cross, but that's not really a corner for – you know, you can't.
Right.
So basically now you can walk around the edges of the square. You can walk on one of the diagonals or one of the other diagonals. And
so your question is, how can you guarantee that the 3 professors eventually meet up with the student?
That's actually a picture of a tetrahedron in a funny way, but it's actually a lot easier to draw and a lot easier to see.
Professors are together?
No, they can go all over the place.
Okay.
As long as they stay on those edges.
And the student stays on the edges as well.
Yeah.
And there's a guaranteed way.
There is.
Okay.
Nice little puzzle.
Yeah. Where should people send their comments, answers, or 2012 trivial bits?
Or anything else.
Or anything else.
Mathfactor@uarc.edu, mathfactor.uarc.edu. And we'll put some information on the website about this and puzzle and some other stuff too.
All right. Thanks, Haim.